The Reverend Dr. Tracy Devon Blackman is a minister and a mother who we have stolen from her family today on Mother's Day. She's a nurse and an activist, a civil rights icon, and a leader in our United Church of Christ. She serves as both the Executive Minister of Justice and Witness Ministries for the UCC and, I don't know how, Pastor of Christ the King UCC Church in Florissant, Missouri. Under Reverend Blackman's leadership, Christ the King has become a launching pad for community engagement and change. The church has grown, tripled in membership, and now offers important outreach programs, a computer lab, tutoring, continuing education, summer programming, and a girls' mentoring program. Regionally, Reverend Blackman founded Healthy Mind, Body, and Spirit, a faith-based outreach program designed to impact health outcomes in impoverished areas. She helped to launch Sacred Conversations, designed to equip local clergy to assess physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health concerns within their congregations. She is a founder of SISTA SOS Summit, an intergenerational health symposium for women and girls. She launched Souls to the Poles, an ecumenical multi-faith collaborative providing rides to the polls during elections. Reverend Blackman came to my attention and many of our attentions, the country's attention, in August of 2014, in the wake of the tragic death, the killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Michael Brown was an unarmed black man shot and killed by a white police officer. In the ensuing hot summer nights, racial tension simmered and boiled as we watched it on our televisions. Reverend Blackman did not have that privilege of watching from her television. She was among the local leaders who, by force of will, strength of personality, and efficacious leadership, brought the parties together. Police and civilian, black and white, elected official and citizen, to reform a broken and biased system and to find ways, by the grace of God, to move forward together. Reverend Blackman employed the twin powers of the Christian gospel of love and the best of American civic discourse. Reverend Blackman was appointed to the Ferguson Commission and co-chaired the Municipal Governance and Court Reform Work Group. Her work has gained her many audiences from the Vatican to the White House. Today on this Sunday, closest to the birthday of Old South member Phyllis Wheatley, it is our honor and privilege to present to Reverend Blackman Old South Church's Open Door Award. Carved into stone above our portico are these words from the book of Revelation. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. We honor Reverend Blackman today because she has shoved and kicked and picked and sweet-talked and pried open doors previously shut. She has used her considerable charm and charisma, her wit and wisdom, her grit and grace, but also the Christian gospel of love, the power of preaching and rhetoric, the strategies of community organizing and social change to make this world better, fairer, safer, and more just. Reverend Blackman, you make us proud, and on our best days, you make us loud. Amen. You inspire us. You are our hero. We hope that when the going gets to, actually, why don't you stand up here for a minute? I have just a few more words, but take a look at them while I do that. We hope that when the going gets tough and it feels like the devil is winning, that this award will give you some comfort, that we are cheering you on, giving God thanks for you and standing right beside you. On this 350th anniversary of our founding, this church born in a storm, a church still dissenting and upending, Old South Church in Boston, the Church of Phyllis Wheatley, and of the first anti-slavery tract in the soil, presents to you, Reverend Tracy, the Open Door Award.
Nancy said she doesn't know how I do national setting and local church. It is because I believe that the local church is the watering hole of all justice. And it is in the local church that I receive the fuel that I need to fight. Is that what you get here? It is with deep gratitude that I accept the Open Door Award of Old South Church this morning, recognizing that a 350-year legacy of being church together is not possible if the door of the church is closed. The words, "Behold, I place before you an open door," that are inscribed above the portico of this great and historic church, are taken from the revelation to the Church of Philadelphia, one of the seven churches of whom the Apostle John receives a vision while exiled by the Emperor Domitian on the lonely Isle of Patmos, far out in the Aegean Sea. He was exiled for his absolute refusal to shut up about the gospel of Jesus Christ. This first century church in Asia Minor, for whom these particular words were penned, was known as a faithful church. And in this passage of scripture, John commends the church in four areas. First, he commends them for their potential. The writer records the reputation of a church whose faithful discipleship is known. John says, "I know your works." It is because of the church's commitment to the teachings of Jesus, to love God and to love every neighbor, that an open door of even more opportunities to do good in the world is set before them. The vision is not written to a perfect church, for none of us are perfect, but rather it is written to a committed church. A church that loves righteousness. Righteousness, by way, is the same word translated as justice in the Greek. More than it loves popularity, the church must love righteousness. More than it loves power, the church must love justice. More than it loves position, the church must love righteousness. And these churches will always have opportunities to serve. On this occasion of your 350th anniversary and the anniversary of the birth of Poet Laureate Phyllis Wheatley, I am mindful that it is that open door that could not be shut by racism that extended imperfect space for Phyllis Wheatley to worship, study, and understand herself as one whose sun-kissed skin also held the divinity of God by choice among those worshiping here in the 1700s. Those whose commitment is sure will always have before them an open door of opportunity to do right in the face of wrong. The second commend of John was to the people. John commends the people of the Church of Philadelphia for their willingness to act in spite of their perceived weakness. And friends, in a time when the pending demise of the church is greatly exaggerated, at a time when we are often reminded of dwindling attendance and dwindling resources and dwindling social impact, it is important to be reminded that the strength of the church does not depend upon our power, but rather upon the power of the one in whose name we gather. It is because of this open door that 5,000 plus colonists were able to gather in protest of unjust taxation and give birth to the revolutionary act known as the Boston Tea Party. It is because of this open door that Old South continues to be a place of revolutionary acts. It is because of this open door that grace can speak freely here, and women can preach and lead here, and the limits of binary expression and humankind are dismantled here to the glory of the kingdom of God. Those whose commitment is sure will always have before them an open door of opportunity to resist in the face of injustice. Thirdly, John commended the principles. John summarizes three marks of a faithful church in his writing to Philadelphia: an open door to ministry, a reliance on a strength beyond our own, and a commitment to follow the teachings of Jesus. It is on these principles that the church must rest. This is the sure foundation, not made of stone. This is the lifeline of 350 years of discipleship. This is the legacy of a faithful church, that all must be welcome, all must be seen, all must be loved, all must belong. Those whose commitment is sure will always have before them an open door of belonging. Whosoever will, let them come. Lastly, their priorities. John calls this faithful church to always keep the main thing the main thing: the cause of Christ above all else. The cause to feed the hungry, to heal the sick, to care for the poor, to support the weak, to welcome the stranger, to conquer the hate with love, to free the oppressed. Those whose commitment is sure will always have before them an open door to do justice. Justice that is at times political, but is rarely partisan. Justice that is always righteous, even if sometimes is not religious. Justice that causes us to count the cost and still say yes. It's ironic to me that my first sermon in my local church, the church where I currently pastor, was titled "The Door of the Church is Open." It is based on this same principle that an invitation of open door offered by the church is twofold. It is indeed an invitation to relationship with Jesus, but it is also an invitation to community. It is a reminder of our commitment to remove all barriers to entrance and our commission to journey outside of the doors to connect. It is a call to worship and a command to work. I am deeply honored, my friends, to join the list of those courageous voices you have welcomed through this open door. I thank you for calling my name. And as my mentor said on the date of my ordination, "Tracy, whatever you do, just try to make sure you never make God sorry God called you." Thank you.